This is number 24, Comedy Bombs. I'm Chairwoman Al.
Hey, Trash.
And Smoking Jay.
And this week's Comedy Bombs podcast about this week's comedy TV shows, we'll be talking about Bob's Burgers. Raising Hope isn't new this week, so we're also talking about Traffic Light, Modern Family's back, Community, Parks and Recreation, and Outsource.
All right, let's kick things off as usual with Who's Smoking Jay this time? Now, K-Trash is now our reigning champion 3 weeks running. So I think the time to be surprised for K-Trash winning is
over.
We've
done this for 24 weeks, and he's maybe won 5 times altogether.
More than that.
I'm going to go through and count up the number of wins each,
My record is 18-6.
This is your prediction, 18-6?
No.
Yeah.
All right.
First of all,
tune in next week to see how accurate that is.
I'm going to go with, I don't think we've done it every episode, so I'm going to say it's more like 14-7.
14-7?
Yeah.
That's 21. We've done
still a little pathetic.
We haven't had a Smoking Jay every episode.
Oh, that's true. Damn it.
All right. Well, K-Trash, being the reigning champ, has elected to go first. You have a minute and a half on the clock. Are you ready?
Bring it on.
The job isn't over until the paperwork is done.
Tom and Parks and Recreation?
No, that was Todd on Outsource Time describing the talking toilet paper. Baby chickens, diamond forks, brand name sodas.
That's it? Is that Leslie Knope reading off the read?
No, that was Chang describing his idea of a fancy dinner on Community. I heard she ate her lipstick once because she wanted to feel red inside.
Oh, that was Luis on Bob's Burgers talking about Linda's weird sister.
Okay, Gail. This is the second most awkward way that a man has ever grabbed my breast.
That's Leslie Knope about the newsroom meeting with heart attack, I grabbed your breast.
Yep, Parks and Rec.
That's right.
Yeah, I saw it on the airplane. It's cute. It's about a group of friends that like cheeseburgers dancing in the Bible.
That's surely describing the movie that was about the whole episode.
What she thought the plot of Pulp Fiction was.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction.
Beautiful wife, biracial kid. You're living the dream, man.
It's Mike's wife on Traffic Lights, just talking about his life at the barbecue.
That was actually Mike's boss.
Mike's boss.
Talking about
that's what I meant to say.
It's super boring, and you can see the stars, which I hate. They're creepy.
That's April and Parks and Rec talking about Kenny.
All right. You came back a little bit towards the end. It was a little bit rough. Total score of 4 points.
Mike's boss went in my head, and apparently
he definitely said Mike's wife.
He said Mike's wife.
Oh,
I heard
that
wife.
Not what was in my head.
All right.
That is what came out of my mouth.
Excuses are starting already. All right, Chairwoman. Now, have those tums started to settle in yet? Are you good to go?
The tums are starting to do their work.
Right.
Chairwoman Al had a very big meal for all of you who are concerned about
burrito.
Her situation.
She's already claiming food coma for an excuse for her imminent loss.
No way. I do not do excuses about wins or losses. Bring it on.
He's stealing my lines, though.
What?
All right. Let's get started. Time starts now. It's like yoga, except I still get to kill something.
Oh, Ron Swanson on Parks and Recreation about
did I spread a rumor your first week here that you thought Gandhi was, quote, a poor man's Martin Luther King? Guilt to the T.
Rajiv to Todd about what he's guilty of.
On Outsource. Milk, lemonade, around the corner, art is made.
Gene on Bob's Burgers about a t-shirt idea about anuses.
I'm talking about Gail's painting.
Gail's paintings.
Yeah. Never know when an Uno will become a dose.
That's that guy Tad on Traffic Light talking about bathroom duties of Adam.
If Hannibal Lecter and Freddy Krueger had a love child, he would be afraid of our next door neighbor.
Claire on Mr. Clexen in Modern Family.
Cleazak, yes.
Cleazak.
He'd quote movies, pretend his life was a TV show. He watched Cougar Town. It was as if he didn't want people to like him.
Jeff on Abed Community.
It's gorgeous, but is it worth the asthma?
Pass.
That was Leslie talking about the pollution sunset on Parks and Recreation.
Oh, that's right.
Can you help me? Because I am harboring a serious fugitive.
Adam, about his number two on a traffic light.
Use the brown! Use the brown!
Jane talking about Bob putting anuses on reflections pages.
Whoa! That was almost the perfect round. She had double your score, K-Trash. That's 8 points for Chairwoman
Al. I want to file a complaint here. I think you read the questions faster for Chairwoman Al than you do for me. I just want to put that out there.
I go through them faster.
Because he reads them faster.
I think she answers faster. But if you really want, you can listen to the podcast afterwards and do a little bit of time
investigative
reporting. I don't know that I read them twice as fast for her as for you. Which the score?
Well, you got through 9 posts for her and only 7 for me.
But
I'm not sure that was because
4.
I was hung up on them.
But you only answered 4 of the 7.
It's true. I can see the feet. I'm just pointing out a minor discrepancy here.
Yeah, minor already.
Did you have a tiebreaker this week?
Of course I had a tiebreaker. All right. Oh, so I guess I gave Kevin the chance to answer the tiebreaker last week. So now you, as this week's champion, what was the newspaper headline for the story about the heart attack that occurred at the beginning of Parks and Recreation?
I don't know, boob kill saves mayor? I don't remember.
Okay, Trash got it.
No grope is last hope.
That is correct. That is correct. All right.
So did you guys, speaking of Parks and Recreation, that show was oh wait, we can't talk about this yet. We have to make our predictions about each other.
Hold off. Let's, yeah.
Okay.
So let's move on now. We're going to make our predictions.
Yes.
I'm predicting Kevin's list this week. We're switching up the format a little bit, doing top 2, bottom 2, middle 2.
Yeah.
All right. Top 2 this week for Kevin, I think, is community and parks and recreation.
Oh, shit. No.
Neither of those?
Those are my bottom 2.
What is wrong with you? I don't think we can be friends anymore. I'll say that right now.
This isn't fair. You're predicting someone is going to put community and parks and recreation on the bottom? It's like... he's living in backwards land.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you guys thought they were
that
great.
Or an alternate universe. They were the bomb this week.
God, we're going to have to get into that later. All right, well, let's see if I can get any right. Those are your bottom 2.
Yep.
I have your middle 2 as being Modern Family and Traffic Light.
You got Modern Family right.
Modern Family. And so then I had Bob's Burgers and Outsource as your bottom 2, but neither of those could possibly be there.
No.
Yeah. So I got 1 right.
You got 1 right.
Seriously?
So plus 1 with our new scoring system.
That's ridiculous.
My top 2 are actually Traffic Light and Bob's Burgers. So I thought were the best shows of the week.
He's crazy.
He is crazy. Didn't you put Bob's Burgers as your your worst episode last week?
Yes, and I thought this was the best episode of the season for Bob's Burgers and one of the funniest shows of the week.
He's impossible to predict. This is insane.
I don't understand what he likes.
Well, I guess I'll try and predict Chairwoman Al, I think is the classic mispredictor in this game. He tries to vary things up every week. Anyways, I put for top 2 for you, Community and Modern Family.
No, the clear answer is Community and Parks and Recreation.
Okay.
That's the clear answer.
I got 1 right here. For number 2, Parks and Rec, which I don't have, and Bob's Burgers.
No.
No way she put Bob's Burgers in the middle. She hates Bob's Burgers.
I put Bob's Burgers in Modern Family.
I thought the other shows were... Okay, and so what were your last 2? I had Traffic Light and
Outsource and Traffic Light.
Okay, so I got those 2.
I can't believe you did so well this week.
You did put Bob's Burgers in the middle.
I did put Bob's Burgers in the middle.
Oh, why did you say...
So
I just missed Modern Family and Parks and Recreation. Let's be a little... No, that was a little bewildering there.
That was a little confusing.
I guess for Jason, I said Jason's favorite shows this week were Parks and Recreation and Bob's Burgers. Because I thought he might like Community a little bit less than Bob's Burgers this week. Because he loves Bob's Burgers so much.
Yeah, I put Community in Parks and Recreation, but you probably would have been right if I hadn't watched Community for a second time. The first watch through, I wasn't sure how to feel about Community. The second watch through, I enjoyed it a lot better.
Okay. So, if
so you got Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then in the middle, I said Community and Modern Family.
Okay, you actually got 0 there.
And then at the bottom, I said Outsource and Traffic Light.
You got outsourced there. I had Bob's Burgers and Traffic Light as my middle two sort of run of the mill this week, and then Modern Family and outsourced.
I hated Traffic Light this week so much.
So wait a second. I got 4 points.
Chairwoman now got two, and I I got one.
So I actually win this week in the prediction game.
I don't know why you should be so happy.
I think you just sabotaged me.
No, I have perfectly valid reasons. I'm surprised.
Okay,
no, I'm not surprised.
Okay, so to us, the two best shows of the week were clear.
Yeah.
Explain how they could possibly not only not be the best shows for you, but be the worst ones.
Well, first of all, I think all the shows this week were good. So I'm not saying either of those episodes were bad episodes. I'm still saying they were good. They just weren't my favorites. I thought there were a lot of good episodes this week. Community is the easy one for me. I thought I was really undecided about Community because it wasn't a very funny episode, I thought, at least to me. And I thought it was trying to be serious and trying to give background to Abed, which I appreciated. And I thought it was necessary, but I just thought it wasn't great. It was something that needed to be done, but it wasn't an awesome episode.
I can kind of understand what you're saying. So the reason I was so undecided about Community the first time, I think, was because the mood in Community always changes so much from week to week that it's hard to be in the right frame of mind when you're sitting down, because you'll sit down expecting to be laughing nonstop, and then you have a little bit more of a serious twist on it, or the vibe is a little bit weird, and you don't know how to interpret it at first. But I think if you like give it, you know, it's like not that many people liked The Big Lebowski the first time they saw it, right? You had to watch it a second time, and then it got even better the third time. I think Community has that type of potential. And it was really strong. It may have been even more enjoyable if anyone had ever seen this movie they were doing an homage to.
Dinner with Andre.
Yeah.
I gave it 21 LOLs, and I thought Community was awesome this week. Because
did you laugh more at the Pulp Fiction parts, though, or the Dinner with Andre parts?
The Pulp Fiction parts.
Yeah, they're much funnier.
Yeah, much funnier. But I love the show because it's for that same exact reason, though. When you sit down, you never know what you're going to get. They always surprise you. And every single week, I'm just so impressed with what they're doing, like the type of comedy that they're putting out, and just how they're stretching sort of like the boundaries of the genre, that when I watched Traffic Light this week, it was such a letdown. You know what's a letdown? Watching Traffic Light after you've watched Parks and Recreation and Community.
structure of our watching schedule.
I know. I need to watch Traffic Light first and then watch this.
I can't believe you hated Traffic Light so much this week.
Oh,
I thought
so
it was
boring.
One of the better episodes of the season.
Five LOLs.
I actually did think it was also one of the better episodes for Traffic Light this season. I thought it was pretty funny, actually. None of the characters were really annoying, and they had some really nice guests on the show. I mean, I don't know who the actor was that played Tad, the convenience store clerk, but I thought he was hilarious.
Yes, he was good.
So speaking of watching shows a second time, I saw, because last week I liked Traffic Light so much, this week I watched it again, and I thought, oh, it's
last week's episode?
This week's episode I watched
time.
Twice.
I see. Huh.
Because last week I liked it so much, I was kind of curious if it held up very well. And it totally didn't. Like, the second time around, I hated the entire episode.
Wait, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
You
hated
it?
So you liked this week's episode the first time you watched it?
I liked it. It wasn't terrible. But then I watched it the second time around, and it did not.
It's not the type of show you should watch multiple times, though. There's your mistake.
It's not quality. It's not quality. Shows should be very rewatchable.
But you don't want to watch Outsource twice in a row, you know?
No, I gave Outsource 6 LOLs this week. I hated the Outsource episode this week.
But you can never expect too much for it. Outsource.
Yeah.
Cougar Town. You don't watch these things twice. You watch them once, maybe, when you're half paying attention. You're eating, or you're doing something, you're about to fall asleep. You know, you don't watch it multiple times.
I would disagree about Cougar Town, but anyways.
Oh.
Well, that's
I'm
a
not
good
even
story
sure
for
how,
another.
But...
So,
all right, so Community can throw curveballs sometimes.
Yeah.
I understand that. Parks and Recreation, I'm still completely baffled.
I'm just surprised that you found that so funny this week. I mean, I thought it was a good episode, but it wasn't great.
I
don't know what else to say about it.
Did you laugh throughout the whole thing?
Absolutely. I thought it was it was hands down the best episode of the week on any show. I mean, I thought it was so funny.
I laughed at every single line. I think it was like over 40 times that I laughed. It was hilarious. Like, every single line, every single character had great moments.
All the little situations.
Oh, yeah. Like, skull. And they make it so effortless. And it's
witty. The two things I found really not funny were Leslie's, like, insistence on work at the camping thing. And, like, that whole issue. I felt like that was just like, okay, whatever. She can't come up with an idea. And the bed and breakfast, I thought wasn't funny at all. Like, the owner with all the cats. I just wasn't amused
by
that.
It was amazing!
And so, I don't know how else to explain that I just didn't find it funny, and you clearly
what
did.
What about Tom's, like, Sky Mall Palace?
Yeah.
So that was awesome. I did love
what
that.
What about when Tom and Ben are in the room, and Ben's reading out loud the book, and it's like, my wife and I would like to thank you for 3 days of ecstasy. And he goes, and drops the book.
Okay, so even if it wasn't the best episode of Parks and Recreation ever, how was it worse than Outsourced?
I would just like to point out, too, I totally disagree with you about Leslie. I thought Leslie was awesome this episode and had my favorite opener of the entire show.
I think she was good this episode. I just thought, and the camping trip, when they were actually camping, she just wasn't that funny. It was kind of a letdown. But actually, my favorite scene of the week was Tom introducing his tent and how awesome it was.
That was my favorite scene, too.
Yeah. That was really good.
Yeah.
So wait, but I still want to ask my question.
Yeah.
How, even if it's only a mediocre episode of Parks and Recreation, how is it worse than Outsourced?
I actually had trouble deciding between which one to put. I felt like they were on the same level this week.
Mm.
So I almost switched.
So you just put them in the bottom to screw me in the competition. That's what you're saying?
Who knows what happened?
Interesting. All right, well, my favorite scene was actually just like a super simple scene from Traffic Light this week. And it was when Tad, who was the convenience store clerk at the barbecue at Mike and Lisa's house, runs into Mike in the hallway. And they sort of have this, like, showdown looking at each other. And Mike's like, "Who are you?" He's like, "I'm Adam's best friend." He's like, "I'm Adam's best friend." And then Tad just runs away. It was just so awkward and random and hilarious. I found that really enjoyable.
I liked also the part right before that where Mike is dancing and then he sees that Tad is looking at him and Tad starts crumping. For some reason, I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that was good.
Used
him really well.
In favorites this week, also, we haven't been doing this, but I want to throw in my sort of MVP actor of the week.
Okay.
And for me this week, it was Chang. I thought Chang had so many small, great, amazing scenes. The best one being when he just sort of appears behind the diner counter doing this little creepy dance and starting to taunt Troy. I thought he stole the show for me in Community this week.
I also liked when Troy says, "He seduced me with his dark Chinese powers." And Chang goes something like, "Why did you let me near him?" to Britta. My MVP of this week is Leslie Knope.
Wow.
That opener just killed me. That is the second most awkward way a man has touched my breast.
Leslie Knope was great. I don't know that she was stronger this week, though, than she is every week.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, she's always good.
Yeah.
My MVP this week would definitely be Louise from Bob's Burgers. The whole thing with the painting was just awesome. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, man, I had one of her quotes that you didn't get to.
Oh, I've been all over that.
When she was starting to hustle. "You two paint the stuff, I'll do the rest. I'll be wheeling and dealing. I'll be getting my percent." She's very quick, and Kristen Schaal is just amazing with what she does with her voice. I mean, I'm so happy that
she's
on that show.
She's a great character.
I love all the voices on Bob's Burgers, so I was thinking about that this week. That's one of the things I love about that show so much, and it bothered me in the beginning because so many of the, I think almost all of the women, except for Louise, are voiced by men. By male actors, and so it sounded a little awkward at first, but man, they have grown on me. I love them now.
Totally. I agree. I want to ask you guys a quick question about Modern Family before we get to Trash Talk. We haven't really talked about it in a long time.
Yeah.
It's back now after a month of no new episodes. Do you guys like it, not like it? What did you think of the J. Mitchell storyline, really?
I like that. It was funny and still sentimental, and it wasn't Cam and Mitchell fighting again. They found something new to do with those characters, which was nice. I liked it.
And it was a nice insight into Jay's character, I thought, that, you know, he really does love his son. It's just he's kind of crusty and traditional. And it wasn't, like, tied neat in a bow. Oh, it's the end of the show. Oh, Jay is, like, this suddenly new, different person who just hangs out with gays all the time.
Yeah, I think it was actually the best use of the gay friends that's happened in Modern Family so far. And I know Pepper was on the show before.
But it was
kind of wasn't very funny. He was definitely just this week, I think he was pretty funny. But I still, my biggest complaint about Modern Family is I think that the acting is really strong. When I was watching it and watching the expressions of everyone on the show, I really like all the actors, but I still think overall the storylines are kind of weak and a little bit boring.
I think it might be time to adjust your expectations for Modern Family.
Yeah.
It's not going to be, for, at least for me, like working on the level that Parks and Rec or Community is working on or Party Down, but still good.
Party Down was working.
I know. Damn it.
I felt like this was a bit of an upswing from Modern Family, but as you're saying, it's still not great, and you should probably adjust your expectations.
Yeah. It's still a great show to watch, though. I would definitely take that over Traffic Light any day.
I don't know if I agree with you on that one, though. But as we're talking about things that are a little disappointing, I'll just also throw in that Community, although it was a great episode, their tag was pretty weak this week.
Yeah, it was weak this week. I like Modern Family's tag. Cam, the interaction between Cam and Haley, where Haley's trying to cover and get Dylan's shoes before he leaves, and Cam's like,
I think that was my favorite tag, too.
I mean, that was one of the like most boring storylines in that show.
That interaction
with Dylan is pretty fun.
It's just enjoying the interaction. Anyways, trash talk.
Our last segment for the week, trash talk. We've got a... interesting little scenario that popped up in Traffic Lights where the guys were talking about who would you rather live with, crazy girl or werewolf, or crazy girl or mummy. Basically, who would you prefer as a roommate? So I made a couple little, I made three different lists here of different people from different shows, and I'm going to ask both Smoking Jay and Sherwoman Owl who they would prefer as a roommate. So the first pairing is on the crazy girl theme. The two crazy girls are Katie from Traffic Lights this week, since she was referred to as the crazy girl, and Heather from Mr. Sunshine, who's the crazy secretary, which is not a show we covered this week, but was the craziest girl I could think of all the shows we covered.
Katie was the sister, Callie's sister?
Yeah,
she
Katie
was played
was
by Catherine Hahn, who you've seen before on, or maybe you guys haven't, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Have you guys seen that movie?
No.
Well, I don't think presumptuous.
Do I look like I'm trying to lose a guy in 10 days?
Are we talking about a Matthew McConaughey movie right now?
Yes. I don't know. Maybe you decide to expand your mind into new movie genres.
So you haven't seen Old School, but you've seen How to Lose a Guy.
Yeah. There's a reason for that. Anyway, so
okay.
she was also on Crossing Jordan, which I realize has been on air for six years. Can you believe that? 2001 to 2007. That's crazy.
And yet I've never seen an episode.
Me neither. Anyway,
back to the question, Heather or Katie?
My answer is Katie. Because Heather, although I think maybe on a daily basis, if there wasn't actually any violence or blow-up, she would be an easier person to live with, you always have that sort of lingering feeling of, like, when's going to be the day that she snaps and, like, lights me on fire or, like, just stabs me. Whereas Katie, maybe she's a little bit slutty, maybe she's kind of a drunk, but, you know, it'd be more, like, entertaining and annoying, not dangerous.
You know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
She's predictable.
Sherwoman Owl, do you agree?
Like mummies.
Like mummies.
Predictable, like mummies.
I totally agree. That's all. You said everything that needs to be said.
All right.
I'll just answer
the last one.
Option number two, Andy from Parks and Recreation, we know is a great roommate because his previous roommates wanted to keep him, or Phil Dunphy. Imagine him back in the day when he was Andy's age, living in college, kind of living the life. Andy or Phil? Who would you take as a roommate?
Well, Andy would never pay rent.
This is the problem. That's exactly what I was thinking about.
Phil might get a little overzealous about stuff sometimes, but Phil always has good intentions. Well, Andy has great intentions, too. They're both really good people, but Andy is never going to pay rent.
I'm going with Phil. He's always going to be up
Phil.
For a good time. He's always going to have your back. He's going to be super easygoing, and I think he'll be able to pay the bills.
Yeah.
All right, fair agreement there. We got Andy over Phil. The last one is, let's pretend we're
Phil
all...
Over.
Oh,
over
I'm sorry. Andy. Phil over Andy, yes. Phil over Andy, because Andy won't say the record straight. Yeah. Let's pretend you're back in, let's say, you know, 8th 7th, 8th grade, and you have to either live with one of the three children on Bob's Burgers.
Not my parents.
You're in a boarding school.
A foster child?
You're in a boarding school, and you have to share a room with either Jean, Louise, or Tina. Who would you rather share a room with as a 7th, 8th grader in a boarding school?
Tina.
Ooh, that is a tough one.
Jean would do disgusting things to you. Louise would plot against you.
Louise has got the Heather factor going for her. The kind of creepiness. Don't know what she's going to do.
Dangerous.
Jean, you definitely know what's coming.
Exactly. Well, no, he's kind of like, you're not going to be able to sleep well because sometimes you might go into bed and it's just covered with crap. Whereas with Tina, you're safe because, I'm presuming that we're 7 and 8 and not like 50-year-old old men. So I think
we're horses.
Or horses.
Man, but her hormones are just going crazy right now, you know? Puberty is hitting that kid hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Hard.
She's not having easy times, that one.
I think I would go with Jean. At least there'd be like a fun soundtrack happening in the background, you know? He likes to, like, poke dead seals on the beach. I know we'd have a good time. I'm going to go with Jean on that one.
So we got a vote for Jean from Smokin' Jay and a vote for Tina from Chairwoman Al.
Mm-hmm.
If any of our viewers want to weigh in, please feel free to leave a comment.
Sam.
Maybe a constructive, a constructive comment.
Yeah.
Oh, man, let's see if anyone else is going to hate on your choices of top shows this week.
I hope so.
You know what?
This is...
I picked the best ones, and I'm just going to stick by them.
This is the gang signing off. Until next time.
Until next time.
See you later.